cities are under attack. Big cities like Baltimore and Atlanta, and small cities across Texas, California, and Florida, they're falling victim to hackers who infiltrate computer networks, lock up data and key systems like email and phone lines, and then demand a ransom to get them back. By some estimates, city leaders in more than 60 cities have had to ask themselves an important question: should we pay the ransom? We're going to hear now from two of those cities, each with a different answer. Joe Helfenberger is city manager at Lake City, Florida. They were attacked back in June. Joe, thanks for speaking with us.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
And what happened when the hackers infiltrated your system? Did it just grind everything to a halt?
Immediately it did. We came here on June 10th. And there were no use of the phones or the computer or anything that you normally communicate on. We had phone service restored about a day later. And this was the system, the non-public safety system. The public safety system never missed a beat.
So the cops weren't writing tickets by hand?
No, they were not. But everything else came to a screeching halt for a while.
For how long?
The phone was down for one day. The use of the computers was about a couple weeks. We got about 90-95% unencrypted. We're still working on it.
Okay, so the attackers demanded 42 bitcoins to release this data, which works out to about $460,000. Why did you decide to pay that?
I really had no other choice for a small city this size that has no financial resources to be able to respond. The cost to the city was the $10,000 deductible. We had met the requirements for payments. We did our due diligence. We had tried to get the data restored unsuccessfully. We had tried every other option. You're talking about utility maps and GIS data, records for minutes and all the resolutions, ordinances, everything since the beginning of the city.
Right. A lot of important information. But was there a debate inside the city about what to do? Because first of all, there was no guarantee that the hackers would release your files after you paid them all that money. And then, of course, the bigger picture is you might have encouraged them to hack other cities.
That is true. However, it's not our money to spend. It's the taxpayers' money. You have to be extremely careful on what you do, and this was a last resort option. We were not going to be able to recover the data. We were told by the vendors that with this type of attack, nobody had ever successfully decoded this military-level encryption. Mm. And so we felt that the city would come to a screeching halt if we didn't, you know, recover this data. It would be a very expensive, very slow process to be able to recover the data. Any other option after we exhausted them?
You said military level encryption. Do you know at all where this attack came from?
I don't know. We've left this in the hands of law enforcement to do the investigation. There's a lot of sophisticated people out there, and the cyber criminals seem to be able to increase their skill level constantly. So we have to going forward, we're looking at having enough protection and backup that we would be able to sustain an attack, or if we didn't, that we'd have a recovery within 48 hours or less.
So have you upgraded your systems, and how much did that cost?
The upgrade to the systems right now is approximately $330,000. We have iCloud storage, a backup solution for that, multifaceted authentication, and several other things. With all the upgrades that are being done, plus getting a high level of knowledge in the IT department within the city, that we will have a much better chance with the future.
Joe Helfenberger, city manager at Lake City, Florida, paid hackers a $460,000 ransom. Most of that covered by insurance to unlock the city's computer systems. Joe, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And we're joined now by another city manager who dealt with the same problem, but made a different decision. Steve Schwabauer is city manager in Lodi, California. That's in California's Central Valley. Steve, welcome. You just heard that conversation from Lake City, Florida. Did it feel like you were looking in a mirror?
Yeah, quite a bit. We faced all those same decisions. All of our financial services data money that people owed us for utilities and money we owed our vendors for construction contracts and service contracts. Everything was locked up in terms of our ability to try to figure out who owed us money and who we owed money to. We still had phone service for our direct lines, but any kind of an extension would not work.
Well, that's just a nightmare for a city. I mean, how do you even exist as a city trying to do the business of Lodi in conditions like that?
For our community, very tough. We're all reliant on technology to give us the economies to make it possible to serve in a very complicated world. And without it, it's very, very challenging.
So speaking of looking in the mirror here, the attackers demanded about $400,000 in Bitcoin. Sounds familiar. But you decided something very different, not to pay that ransom. Why?
Well, it really comes down to the simple fact that it was possible for us to reconstruct our data. We would have had a much harder decision to make if our backup data had been compromised. But our backup data was not. In addition, we had several third-party vendors who supplied our enterprise software who were able to set up offsite sites for us and allow us to operate from the cloud while we put together our on-site systems.
If not for that, would you have had to pay?
You know, I hate to answer that question. I don't know what we would have done, but we would have had a very hard decision to make. I assure you that.
Is it because you were prepared for this, that you were in that situation? Did you put protections in place so that your backup files, you know, wouldn't be accessed by hackers in this way?
Perfectly, no. Better than some, perhaps. But, you know, it's always a difficult decision with a municipality. You know, we have limited budgets. We're not like the state or the federal government that can pretend we have money we don't have. We're constitutionally required to have a balanced budget. So we can't just go spend $500,000 on a IT protection system without cutting it from somewhere else in our budget. Mm-hmm. And so most cities in this country are facing that same challenge. And they're having to decide, okay, now we realize how serious this threat is, and we've got to start having a more robust IT infrastructure to prevent this from happening. Even Lodi has gone about spending about $500,000 in buying additional resources to protect ourselves from a future attack. And even that is ultimately no guarantee.
Yeah. And do you think that the hackers knew that that was your vulnerability, that you don't have the budget that the state of California does?
I think that they know that about municipalities in general. I would be surprised if they knew the vulnerabilities of each particular city. As I understand the way they operate, they just send out a broad fishing net rather than a single fishing line, and they catch what they catch.
Let me just ask you a philosophical question. Why you think this is suddenly going on in so many cities like yours?
Well, I think we have a very sophisticated group of threat actors who see a crime of opportunity.
And you're the victim.
Us, Sony. We've seen a lot of large technological companies get hit. It's anybody who is reliant on their IT infrastructure is a potential victim here. Just, I think we're running through a cycle of municipalities right now.
Yeah. Could you blame a town like Lake City, Florida, that made the opposite decision and decided to pay the ransom?
Not standing in their own shoes, I think it would be really presumptuous of me to say that they made the wrong choice without knowing all the complications that they faced.
That's Steve Schwabauer, a city manager in Lodi, California, whose systems were hacked and the city did not pay the ransom that was requested. Steve, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And by the way, we asked Steve if he knew where the attack on Lodi originated. He said their experts couldn't be sure, but they think it's likely the hackers were located outside of the United States.